Hello.
Oh, God.
Hello. We are the Brothers Geek, and this is our podcast.
That was perfect!
That was not perfect, because you spoke...
That's the best intro yet!
Terrible. We are the Brothers Geek, and this is our podcast. This is episode number 53. What?
53?
53.
Slope to 100.
This one is coming in on the heels of last time because we're doing another one shot, everyone.
Back to back one shots, people.
Back to back. If you're not punching the air right now when you say back to back, you're doing it wrong right now. Back to back.
Fist pumping.
I think our
loyal listeners can anticipate quite a few one shots coming from us in the next few weeks, just because there's a lot of geeky things that are dropping.
I love doing these one shots when it's like big stuff. Like, we have a lot of big stuff coming.
Interesting
geek stuff to talk about.
World wants to hear when you guys are totally wrong.
Totally. So this is the Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice one shot. We were recording this on April 5th. When did Batman v Superman come out, Andrew? What was the date on that?
March 25th.
Okay.
So it's been out for 2 weeks.
Couple weeks. So
Christopher's birthday. Belated birthday.
Thank you, boys.
Belated birthday.
Old.
We are going to spoil the crap out of Batman v Superman.
Yes.
If you have not seen it, you should probably, if you worry about spoilers, you should stop listening, go see the movie, and then re-listen to this. We are definitely going to talk about all aspects.
Everyone dies.
That's the spoiler. And, so... Just, you have been warned. So, here's the deal. Batman v Superman. I will say...
What about it?
Okay. I will give you my what I thought going in speech.
Yes.
We're
all going to do that.
I thought...
Yeah.
Wait. Before you do that, let's give the stats. Where we are currently. Where the movie is currently.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we should... Like,
let's do
some
the rundown.
Actual, okay,
just,
here's,
the, just the facts.
Here's the rundown.
Let's do the context.
If you're looking at Rotten Tomatoes right now, you will see that Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice is at 29% rotten. It is getting terrible reviews.
Okay, that's the critics.
What are the other ones?
What's the other review?
What's the other percentage? There are no other reviews.
The user percentage. 70%
liked it. Audience score, 70%.
Okay.
So that's not great. I feel like the critics...
Well, I mean, it's not like Force Awakens numbers. Force Awakens was like 99% for the critics and like 99% for the users.
Or if you're looking at Rotten Tomatoes right now, you could look at Zootopia's at 98%. So, I mean, that...
Zootopia is a hell of a movie.
It's a hell of a movie. Go see Zootopia instead of Batman v Superman. That's my...
Whoa! No! Don't say that! Wow! You're coming out swinging!
Don't give away the punchline, dude!
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
You're wrong. 100% wrong.
Here we go! So, Andrew, how much money did this movie make?
So far, as of... According to BoxOfficeMojo.com, as of yesterday, the 4th, that's when the most current numbers are that have been posted on BoxOfficeMojo. Total worldwide gross, $697 million. Domestically, it's done $263.
That's pretty good.
It's been out for 11 days.
That's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good.
It's Thor-level numbers, though.
It's not Avengers level. Nearly.
No,
it's not Captain America level.
It's never gonna get to like a billion, like worldwide billion.
I'm talking about the domestic number. The domestic, that's Thor level number.
Yeah.
Because what
is week one and what is week two? That's what you need to look at.
Week one was huge.
Week one was huge.
The opening weekend was like 166 or something.
But like the it kind of like peaked because everybody was curious about it.
Second weekend was in the 50s.
And then everybody freaked. And then it dropped. It tanked because.
But it only could go down. The reviews it's not are go so up. No bad. Movie's ever go
everybody's
up
on. No, everybody on the
it's
internet.
It's all about how much is the drop in the second.
Everybody on the internet is freaking the hell out. And
the second weekend was a 70% drop almost.
So yeah, just ridiculous drop.
Yeah, that's humongous.
So my initial impressions going in pre was this movie was going to be terrible. I was not a fan of Man of Steel. I know that the two of you are okay with Man of Steel. Like you're in, you know, like you thought it was good for what it was. I think that it just it kind of just didn't fit Superman for me. I don't think Zack Snyder understands the character of Superman, and now I think that he doesn't understand Batman or Superman.
Okay.
After seeing this movie, so that's
why that, do you think that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we do because number one, Batman and Superman both don't kill people. Why are they they're killing people left and right in this movie, and they have no care for like innocent lives or destruction, or like either one of them don't give a crap about helping people. They just care about fighting each other. And
what are you talking about? Dude, there's a whole montage.
What movie did you watch?
Seriously, there's a whole montage where it's Superman is saving flood victims and diving into fires.
That was
and
stupid.
What?
Those weren't real things. Those were.
And then they made a point based on the criticism of the first movie. They made ad nauseum, in my
yes,
view.
Yes, it is
they
ad
made a point to make sure that whenever they were fighting, it was always in a place that was abandoned.
I
or
know.
It was at
I
night
know.
And
they
people were home from work.
So stupid.
I mean, so
I agree.
Your position is refuted by the first two bullet points.
But
dude,
like,
in Batman,
okay
hold
so
on
the whole hold, the whole conflict on. The whole conflict is not oh
no
okay,
I
okay,
before you
hold
point
on,
to that,
hold
I
on.
Wanna,
I
want to
defend my point.
On
I would
why
like
Zack
to defend
Snyder
my
doesn't
point.
Understand Superman. I'm very curious about that.
Okay, because Superman. You know, he's not my favorite comic book character, so I will start with that. He should be. Yeah. He is the Boy Scout. He is the.
He is a Boy Scout.
Hold on, will you
let him finish,
okay.
Andrew?
Jeez, you're interrupting.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
We should call this the Interrupting Geek Brothers. That's what we should call this.
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay. Go. Go.
I'm sorry. Shut up.
You're allowed to make your bad points. Go ahead.
Oh my god, he doesn't understand Superman because Superman's the good guy. He's like doesn't need to defend himself. Like he wants people to like him. He wants people to like feel hope around him. He's an inspiration. He just like brooded the whole time instead of like talking to Batman and like sorting out their problems. They both like looked at each other scowlingly, and then he like. The scene where Batman runs his car into Superman. Superman wouldn't stand there and take it. He would fly away to not hurt Batman. He is not the guy who stands still and doesn't give a crap whether he gets anybody hurt. That's what he doesn't understand. He wouldn't do that. He wouldn't destroy his car and rip it open to confront Batman. He'd be like, listen, we should talk. This is obviously getting out of hand, and we need to sort this out. Never happened. It just is like he's ignoring everyone and expecting everyone to take him on his word, but he's not. He's an asshole the whole time. He's just like Superman is not that character. He helps people. He smiles. Did he just brood the whole damn time? No, Superman is the guy who helps people, the guy who takes care of others. He wants to be an inspiration. He doesn't like, and the scene where his
I think
mug,
you're very
hold on.
Okay,
the scene
syndroming.
Okay,
hold on,
I'm syndroming.
You've been syndroming. We're gonna refute this a little bit.
Okay,
okay.
Give it to me.
I think you're focusing very exclusively on the Christopher Reeve slash George Reeves version of... Yes, you are. Hold
comic
on.
Comic books. You're I'm focusing very about selectively comic books,
on
bro.
Those versions of Superman.
Right. Okay.
I've read comic books too, and Superman is not a happy-go-lucky kind of goofball.
I'm not saying he needs to be a goofball, but he is the guy who saves cats out of trees. He is the guy.
He does save cats out of trees in this movie.
Oh, terrible!
He does. He does all the altruistic things that you're saying he doesn't. He right? actually does them.
Okay.
But he wants to have the support of the people. He is embracing his symbolness. He has a whole conversation with his mother about whether or not he needs to embrace the kind of symbol that is Superman or not.
That I was just
going to
talk about. It was horrible. Her whole thing is like you don't owe them anything. I don't feel like his parents would say that to him. Like, I feel like his parents taught him to do the right thing. You have the power. You need to help people. Like, that's what you need to be doing. Not, oh, it's no big deal. You don't know. You're not human. Don't give a crap, Clark. You don't owe us anything. That was a terrible conversation. I rolled my eyes. I was like, what the hell? They don't
Patrick, you missed the entire point of that conversation.
What is the point? The
point of that conversation is that you don't need to do something in order to assuage the critics or to do something or comport yourself in order to be responsive to the vagaries of human faith and desire and pedestal building and cults of personality. Her point was, we raised you to be a good person. Mm-hmm. Be a good person. And don't worry about what the fragile humans are thinking or quailing over or wringing their hands over. Be a good person. Do the things you're capable of doing. And you're not on display. You just need to be you. And be what you're capable of. That's her point. You don't owe anything.
Right.
You're not listening to her message. Her message was, you're not here to prove yourself to anyone. We raised you to be a good person.
Yeah, I didn't hear that at all.
You have abilities.
I heard that.
That's not how I took that scene. Okay, so
that's what the scene was, dude.
So obviously, you guys both like this, and I'm like on my own here is what you're saying. Tell me about why you like this movie. Explain it to me.
Andrew,
Chris, or I. Okay.
Andrew,
I will admit it's a deeply flawed movie.
Thank you.
I really like Henry Cavill Superman. I think he embodies a version of the Superman that I like. It's a little more well-rounded than other versions we've seen on screen. I think he has actual emotional depth. Or he tries to have emotional depth.
I love Superman. Henry Cavill. I think he's a
Superman
great actor.
Is an inherently
great actor. I don't think he's the problem.
I like his Superman.
Yeah.
I think that Ben Affleck, for all of people's kind of hand wringing about him being a Bruce Wayne and Batman, did a decent job. He has a very tough part in the movie because you have to not like him. He's essentially playing a villain role
because
he's
so full of
rage and pain.
I really thought Batman was the best part of this movie. I will say that. I think Batman's story was the best. I thought it was the most interesting, the most...
Oh, like, I agree.
He had the whole mystery with Lex Luthor.
You don't really root for him the whole time, though, in my opinion, because he's working contrary to the quote-unquote hero.
Right.
He wants to bring down the hero.
Superman is on the defense the whole time, and I feel like Batman is like, he's like investigating Lex. He's trying to figure out what's going on
with Batman.
That's what
Batman does.
I love all that. All his story
I thought it was a good
really interesting, but like, it wasn't enough of a story. His side wasn't enough. It wasn't good enough for me.
Here's the actual take on a character that I'll say right, Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. I can't wait to see her standalone movie. I think it'll be an interesting take. I'm ready for a Wonder Woman movie.
She was her the critique that I've heard, and I totally agree with this too, is she's just not in it enough. I wish there was more of her.
It's not a critique of her. It's a critique of the choices they made in the movie.
Totally. Exactly. I feel like she should have been much more prominent.
I think she's
really her character should have been much more involved. And what that's the parts that she was in were very interesting. She was a very compelling character, very interesting. Like, I wanted to know more. And the scenes that she showed up and kicked ass were freaking awesome.
They were great.
She kicked major ass.
She kicked major ass.
As just a fanboy moment, how cool is it to have the DC Trinity actually in a scene together?
Awesome.
Totally.
It
awesome.
Was a cool fanboy moment.
Great.
And I think this movie is full of fanboy moments. I think this is a fanboy movie. I think that's kind of the strength for me.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, I think the most interesting take is Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor.
Horrible.
No,
I thought I thought he was so dumb.
I thought it was a very interesting take on the Lex Luthor character. I'm trying to figure out whether or not he's being played as kind of a quote unquote a little bit of a cliched ADHD millennial who, you know, or whether or not he legitimately the arrival of Superman and what happens there is a psychotic break for Lex Luthor, for Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor. And because he has the resources that he has, and because he's as smart as he is, he has this psychotic break, and he focuses all of his mania and psychosis on Superman. So
Lex
I'm
Luthor
trying to
was,
figure that out.
Luthor was the least favorite part of that movie.
Yeah,
really?
I hated that depiction of Lex Luthor.
I totally
thought it was
agree
interesting.
With you. Yeah.
I thought it was an interesting
no,
take
I
on
thought
Lex
it
Luthor.
Was it was Zack Snyder trying to be, you know, trying to inject something different, and that's
it didn't work for you.
It didn't work at all.
Yeah.
Lex
okay.
Luthor is. He is always the smartest guy in the room, and he's always the guy who's most
the
together.
Smartest guy in the room?
He seemed
he's
like
always the most together.
He seemed like a bungler, like
he was too manic.
Yeah,
Lex Luthor is never manic in the comic. I mean, never manic. And every scene that he is in, he's manic, and just I thought it was a terrible take on Lex Luthor. I didn't get it. It didn't work at all.
Finally, Chris and I agree on something about this movie.
Patrick, I disagree with you completely on the nature of the depiction of Superman
and Batman. I don't think that
Batman's
portrayal. Sorry.
I think they did a good job of Superman is always he is really difficult as a character, right? Because the dude is he's all powerful, right? And so the idea that the only thing that influences or affects Superman is his emotions. He's not a robot. And so I thought it did a decent job of his internal conflict, how he deals with I'm just trying to do the right thing, and these people are questioning, A, my motives, and B, questioning the fact that I'm here to be a benefit and to protect human beings. I am not a threat in any way. And the bulk of the movie is him being attacked and targeted for being a threat, whether it be by normal humans and especially Batman, right? And he has Cavill has the appropriate level of tortured, which I think is exactly right. It's like he's not Mr. Optimism all the time. He has grown up here. He understands human beings. And the fact that he is being vilified on some level because there's the one faction that worships him and then the other faction that thinks he's a huge threat I think they do a good job of having him explore that emotionally and confront that. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I agree with you in the sense, I think that would actually be a real world reaction to someone like him. He wouldn't have universal acclaim.
No question.
For an all for a being who can lift a space shuttle.
All power structures on Earth. Like that showing up to Earth calls into question every power structure.
I don't disagree that
he could wipe out everything.
No, right. And I don't disagree that that is like a normal reaction that humans would have, but I feel like Batman would never get to the point he got. I feel like Batman is being manipulated by Lex Luthor, and I don't like that Batman was manipulated by Lex Luthor. I just don't like Batman is smarter than that. Like they never like really sort their shit out.
Well, he didn't have an issue with Superman because Lex Luthor manipulated him. He, I think absolutely correctly, doesn't trust anyone. And mm-hmm. you have the Spectre and in the subtext of it all, Robin is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has that level of mistrust, and he's the grizzled veteran, right? And so when he sees cities being destroyed and apparently superpowered beings with a total disregard for human life, his reaction, I think, is 100% appropriate. It's like, this guy is the ultimate threat. And I have the capability of trying to do something about that. I think that's absolutely the right reaction.
I think it's absolutely in Batman's wheelhouse to – and the understanding of characterization of Batman is he makes the safety of the human race his personal responsibility. If there's anything that boils down – I mean you could – about his psychosis and everything else, he makes it his personal responsibility to right wrongs, and he sees that Superman has done a great wrong to the human race or could. So he makes it his personal responsibility. That's absolutely it's absolutely keeping in my understanding of what the Batman character would react. I mean,
they do a good job of having him evolve. He gets to know and understand a little bit more, and he gets a window into Superman's psyche, and Batman evolves in his view on him because he has exposure to that. He learns more about him. And I mean, I found that to be the correct arc.
Essentially, an entertaining he humanizes arc. Batman humanizes
sure.
Superman.
I don't think he will ever trust, but I think he realizes that, okay, there's not much I can do about this. And it appears as if Superman has good intentions and that is oriented around protecting humanity.
Well, had good intentions. Because
we're going to spoil the end.
Yeah, he gets killed by Doomsday. Superman dies at the end of this. But did you notice the rocks shifting?
Oh no, the earth floating above the casket.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like the scene in Man of Steel when he's initially flying.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
That's he is absolutely coming back
to life.
He's able to...
Well, and when Superman died before from the fight from Doomsday, there was a story arc of four, like, pretenders that appear afterwards. There was really good, actually. It was one of the best, like, DC stories, I think, ever.
Yeah, I remember reading all
the
those.
Return of
Superman.
No, I remember. Stuff.
I had that. Yeah. I have that
Superboy
that 16 issue trade paperback.
The Last Son of Krypton, which is like a guy who is absorbing Superman's like energy from his body. The
cyborg Superman.
Cyborg Superman
really is who takes on his identity.
And then Steel,
the clone.
Which is a man makes an armor.
He invents an armor.
Right. And fights crime.
Right. Yeah, under Superman's symbol because he wants to embody his ideals.
Right, his ideal. Right. And I thought that was super interesting. So you think they in the future, in future films, do you think they'll go in that direction, or do you think they'll they'll just bring him back some crazy way and on with Justice League?
I don't know. I would think that they're a little bit of the DC cinematic universe is a little bit up. I mean, we know we have a Wonder Woman movie coming. We know we have the Suicide Squad movie coming.
And since they've talked about a Flash Cyborg movie, did you guys hear about that this week?
Oh, yeah.
We know
there's going to be an Aquaman movie coming,
right,
too.
We know that they're doing a Flash Cyborg movie.
I thought that was a cool way to introduce those four characters.
Very cool.
By having him in the Luther files. I thought that was interesting.
Like he just has files on them.
Yep.
Well, I thought that's why I defined this movie as a fanboy movie, because there's so many kind of, if you're in the know in the comics and you're aware of kind of the larger mythos of the DC universe, then you kind of get the references to all the other, you know, characters that they're alluding to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it exposes Zack Snyder as a pretty limited director in that it's sort of by the numbers introduction of those characters in a way that sort of is satisfying to all of us. But doesn't do a very good job of making all that stuff all that interesting.
We
know enough to like fill in lots of gaps immediately, but anyone who is not familiar with any of that crap is going to be like, what the hell is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes. Well,
and so that's, he has limited imagination in my mind, in terms of how best
can we talk about
how cool that stuff is. He just sort of throws it out there.
Let's talk about the big, huge kind of inside people in the know reference, Batman's dream sequence of a possible future where we see
that
Omega symbol carved into the earth, and there's Terra demons that are supporting a Superman regime where humans are oppressed, it seems like.
Is that the future, or is that an alternate reality?
I think it's a possible future.
No, but Batman wasn't any older. So I think
maybe it's a year from now. He doesn't look 15 years older, but he's like, it's like a year from now or whatever.
I think that reality is the Superman in the Red Sun's reality. That's what I took at it.
That's uber deep nuance.
Like uber
right.
deep.
Why is he having a glimpse of the future? And who's that guy who comes through the light thing and is telling
that's
him
the Flash.
That's not the Flash, was it?
Yeah,
totally the Flash.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't see that at all.
Oh, no, it's totally the Flash. He's traveling through time.
Yep. Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Dude, the key line.
I had no
Batman.
Idea who that was, and I had no idea what was going on.
Flash.
And it was totally confusing.
Well, the key line to that Batman dream sequence is you hear Superman, a female, and you hear Superman say, "She was my world." I think.
Yeah.
But I'm not entirely sure. I think actually it's a reference to Superman's mother dying. And how that would affect him and how that would create a different future.
Mm.
Or it might be a reference to Lois Lane dying. I think that's a more obvious reference, but
it's a reference to his
mother dying.
Interesting. Because that – I felt like there was not enough of a connection there, and that whole sequence made no sense to me.
It was trying a little too hard to be interesting and cryptic and –
It was too cryptic. I didn't understand the connection. Like,
too cryptic.
For
those of us who actually follow this shit.
Right.
It was too cryptic.
I felt like that whole part was kind of like, oh, we're missing some extra scene that explains that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the final edit. They're going to come out with like a director's cut of this, and there's going to be a scene that makes sense.
There's already chatter on the internet of a rated R director's cut coming out eventually.
Wow. See, I'd watch that. See, I'm ripping on this movie a little bit, but the action was good. Doomsday was fun. Wonder Woman was great. Batman kicked ass. I like Batman's suit. I like Batman's gear. What else? What else?
Christopher, you were a little you were leery of Batman's look and his suit and how they designed him for this. How did you react to all
of that? I didn't like the suit.
I thought it was cool, man.
Batman being what he is, I figured that he would have a much more – that suit looked like Iron Man version 1.0.
And that I got you.
Out.
Okay.
That bumped me
it's
out.
It's a Mark One armor. Like,
this should have been a badass set of armor that had like an incredible sleek look, capabilities, the whole deal. No, it was just sort of a thrown together thing.
It felt kind of clunky.
And I didn't like it for that.
And there was no lead up to it too. Suddenly he just has it. Like,
well, that's the thing is that so suddenly he just has it. So either he made something beforehand.
Uh-huh.
Or the other narrative choice is that somehow they that quickly threw this together.
You know what would have been cool? Would have been cool.
It should have been a badass looking
montage.
It should have been
Beyond kind of.
It should have been that. I was just thinking that it should have been the Batman Beyond set of armor.
Well, and who is that new Batman guy who has the blue eyes that has the blue bat symbol on the guy in the current Batman?
Jim Gordon has taken up. Bruce Wayne
suit?
Had amnesia for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, no. In what was that? The Batman comic that we were reading for the show. What's his name?
Batman Eternal.
Batman Eternal. There was a bat. There was a like a of.
Oh yeah. Super, yeah.
That's
Batman
Lucius
Incorporated
Fox's son.
Lucius
Fox's
that
son.
That suit.
Batwing
looks
or
cool.
Was it Batwing?
Yeah, that suit is. Bitchin'.
Yeah, no, it's a cool looking suit. Yeah,
they should have
something like
been,
that is cool.
Should have been better designed.
Yep,
should have been. Seemed to me more capable. It doesn't get over the fact that there's a conceit there that there's no freaking way Batman can go toe to toe with Superman.
There's no way.
Just no way.
Absolutely.
And so
I think they did a good job of explaining how Batman would weaken him, though, like the preparations he made and the technology that he do a good job of making that feel legitimate.
No, that being creative about the use of kryptonite and its effect on Superman, all of that is totally Batman. He absolutely would figure all that shit out. There's no question.
Yeah, why did Batman make a spear all of a sudden? Like – a kryptonite spear? Why did he do that? I don't understand. Like,
I didn't understand that
Batman
choice.
Doesn't use guns.
He could have used anything. He used like a grenade.
He used guns in the movie.
He
dude.
Uses a grenade launcher and all the vehicles.
He doesn't use guns to shoot people.
Yes, he does.
Kill people with
yes,
guns.
He does.
Would use a gun on the alien who's going to destroy the Earth.
He uses his
whatever it takes.
His
I don't understand.
The Batmobile has guns that he shot at people. And the bat plane has guns that he shot at Superman.
True, very true.
Both things I was pissed off about. That's why I know them. It's like, why you don't have guns?
I don't have any heartburn over him having weaponry like that because they could have just been crowd control rounds.
Sure,
you don't know. So
rubber bullets. Who cares?
Yeah, no. Right. So I'm fine with that. The fact is that he didn't incorporate into any of that shit the kryptonite stuff.
Yeah,
he fashions that chunk of kryptonite into just a spear.
Yeah,
it seemed dumb.
Why doesn't he have kryptonite gauntlets? Like just like in the comics, like he could have like put kryptonite into his gloves, so every time he punched
so
him,
I agree with Andrew's
up.
Point that it's a flawed movie. I enjoyed it for entertainment because I'm a fan, and conceptually, I think they got the major points right.
Sure.
There are absolutely things that I quibble with. There's absolutely stuff in it that should have been better. It definitely should have been more Wonder Woman. I can't wait for her movie. I hope it kicks ass.
Did you guys notice Chris Pine in the picture?
I did. Chris Pine plays Steve Trevor.
The photo that Lex Luthor has that she's
yes.
after the whole time, Chris Pine is standing next to her.
You're right.
It was just like a cool little cameo that
I
was like, that's Chris Pine right there. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's good. That's
oh,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very interesting. What else could we say about this?
I am going to echo Kevin Smith here in that they're not having nearly enough fun with these.
Yeah.
Should be more fun.
I agree.
DC is very, you know, I understand Nolan's take, but dude, this is supposed to be fun.
There's fun parts to the Nolan take too.
Very brooding.
Very brooding.
Very dark. And
yeah.
They gotta lighten up a little
bit. I'm looking at this poster right now and they're like staring at each other and they're just so like, oh, we hate each other. Like like not even like the Civil War, like Captain America Civil War poster is like that. Like
But that is, I mean, the counter to that is that, I mean, shit, Batman is not a fun person.
He's not.
Right.
He's not happy.
He's deeply, deeply fucked up.
Right. He should be. He should be kind of messed up.
No, he witnessed both of his parents murdered.
In this movie, Superman, correctly, through his emotional arc, I think he's troubled by a lot of stuff. So he's challenged too. So, I mean, my desire for them to sort of be more like light and happy about I have superpowers and can kick ass. There's enthusiasm. Here's the thing. There is absolutely joy in Wonder Woman. She clearly embraces this role of I am going to kick your ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but exudes that.
There's that moment.
You're not fucking with me.
There's that moment where she gets punched by Doomsday,
yeah,
and she like falls down, and she just has like a chuckle
right
to herself.
Yeah, she's like I just got clocked by somebody who's a worthy opponent.
Right,
like, this guy's strong enough to hurt me.
I loved that moment.
She's like, yeah. I haven't been in a good fight in 100 years.
That's
Let's
what I'm.
Rock and roll.
That's what I'm saying. Like she loved that. And
that's how it should be.
Exactly. It should have been like that the whole time.
But I think but you're right though, Christopher. Batman is a dark, brooding character. Superman that they've created for this series is a little more trouble than the Boy Scout that we're used to.
Yeah.
I think that when they bring in the Flash and Cyborg, even Aquaman to an extent, just because he's so silly. As a character, he talks
yeah,
to fish
him,
and can swim
him
really
up
fast.
To be this brooding thing too. So
he could end up being like a Thor character, though, just so badass.
That's true.
I hope they go that kind of route,
like
where
Warrior
he's
Prince
just,
type
he's
guy,
Warrior
that
Prince
could be cool.
Underwater.
Yeah,
because like Aquaman, everybody makes fun of Aquaman that he could talk to a fish and like swim underwater, and that's his power. But like he's tough. He's tough, like. Like Wonder Woman is, you know,
yeah.
Like he's strong and like, you know, has some invulnerability.
I
he's not Superman level, but he's tough. You know,
one of the takeaways we all can agree on is that this movie has piqued our interest, or at least raised our interest level in the ongoing DC cinematic universe. Like it didn't turn us off from wanting to see.
Yeah, I mean,
the movies
I think
coming.
That's the main point is that they didn't screw that up.
Mm hmm.
Yeah, that was done effectively.
If the movie was abysmal and the introduction of the other characters was ham-handed, I think that it would be like, oh, God, really?
Right.
Yeah, I see the direction. This is Joel Schumacher level shit.
Oh, God.
But no, they didn't do
that.
I caught so that,
Batman
that,
Forever was on Sci-Fi the other day. Oh, my God. That movie is
that
just
movie was
so
really
terrible.
Bad.
Unwatchable.
Yeah. Anyway. Here's what I'll say. I think that there is no way that they could have met people's expectations for this movie. There's no way. It'd be really tough for them to meet my expectations because this is Batman and Superman, and I
yep.
love these characters.
Yep.
I've read them for years, and I have such an idea what it needs to be,
mm-hmm.
and
they
that's
are
my
far
own...
more culturally iconic than anything
exactly,
in the Marvel universe.
Exactly, they're so culturally iconic
right.
that half the internet is freaking out just because they can never get to the point that they
no.
want them to be.
No,
yeah,
no.
that's
because
true.
Of their stature, they are
well, right.
They are their stature in the consciousness of Americans, especially.
Well,
it's so far above and beyond anything in Marvel that the fact that
yes.
what Marvel has done is even more impressive.
Exactly.
But I agree with you, Patrick. There's no way they could have lived up, and Zack Snyder, there's no way he could live up to that. Nolan is a genius, and so he came as close as you possibly could.
Nolan is a genius filmmaker. That's why he did he did.
That's why that's why those things work as well as they do. Because he got it. But Zack Snyder is
He's not a talented enough filmmaker. He has good. I think he has made good movies.
Good eye. Like, he has good set pieces and stuff. He knows how to do all of that. He does shit. There's no way I could do it. So I got to give him props for that, right? So, but I just don't think he has the insight and the acumen
to really give depth.
To really give depth to it, and it's a bummer. It's a bummer.
It is a bummer, but we always try to find good, moments in these movies.
Yeah, I mean, I was entertained by the movie. I honestly was I liked it. I liked it. Yeah. I mean, I'll nitpick it, and there are definitely major problems.
Yeah.
But, shit,
Will you see it
Two
again?
2.5 hours went by quick.
I agree with that. True.
I never had a moment of, oh, my God, this is 2.5 hours long. I never had that moment at all.
I agree with you. I never had that
moment.
That's
a tribute to the pacing, for sure.
Good editing, good pacing. Yep. I would say that. I feel like
there's a lot of plot going on. But
a lot going on.
It moves along. It never feels like it lulls in my
– sure.
I agree with that completely.
Well, I think the beginning is kind of devoid of action. I would have liked a little more – I mean, there's like a 40-minute fight scene at the end.
Yeah.
But like I think there could have been a little more – a little more ass kicking from Batman in the beginning. I was kind of once he kicked ass, it was awesome. But I think that I would have liked a little more of an establishing Batman as a badass in the beginning.
Well, I think that's a Snyder preying upon everyone who's watching it and their knowledge that Batman is a badass.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think he felt I don't have to do that.
Okay. All I agree with that.
I agree with that. I'm just saying I would have liked it.
I understand that, but I think all he had to do is just give a taste of him in action.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's why they spend like the very beginning of the movie. You get like 2 minutes of establishing who Batman is. They tell his backstory because we've already had 3 movies and TV show.
He takes advantage of all of that setup.
The inherent the audience that's going to see this movie knows Batman's story perfectly.
Here's what I would have think would have made Batman's story a little more emotionally impactful. You know that guy, the old white guy in the Wayne building that just decides to stay in the building and die, and Batman's all torn up about it?
Yeah.
Why didn't they make that Lucius Fox? Why didn't they make that Morgan Freeman dying? And that would have like, whoa, okay, this is right out of the freaking gate with this. I think that would have been very interesting.
That would have been an interesting choice, actually.
Right.
It would have been an interesting choice.
And we would have had like more of an emotional tie to why Batman's like upset about this. Someone who is close to us, close to Batman.
But then I think then you lose the idea that Batman takes the personal responsibility of every human life, regardless of whether or not it's it's a personal connection to him. Everything is a personal connection.
Like that was an empty scene nothing
to me. I didn't react to it.
Nothing to me at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's Zack Snyder's failing as a director because you get the impression that he cares more about his big building.
Yeah.
Well,
It was effective on one level. Buildings crumbled. Crap.
Like, I thought it was effective on one level for me because you have all these huge cataclysmic thing happens. These buildings are falling over, and the camera pretty much stays at Bruce Wayne's level as he's kind of like running through the crowd and charging towards these things that are collapsing.
You see him look up at Superman.
He's this tiny regular human.
Him running to the danger.
I love that. Very cool shot.
Great moment.
Very cool shot. Yep, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I like that part of it a lot. They really got that right.
Yep.
In my opinion. So yeah, definitely flawed. I said it after I saw. I may not spend money on this movie again. I may see it. I have gift cards and things like that. I would not throw. I would not kind of throw a fit if people wanted to go to it. I don't think I'd see it. I saw The Force Awakens four times in the theater, yeah. And I paid good money for it. I'm not going to see this four times.
This is not The Force Awakens.
There is lots to chew on, and I like that about it.
I don't think I'd pay to go see it unless I was like someone really wanted me to go. And if it was on TV, I'd watch it, but I don't think I'd go out of my way to rent it or anything. Like,
I'm going
to
buy it when it comes out.
I think I will see it again. I want to see it again in the theater. These kind of movies, you know. Definitely a second viewing. I pick up on more.
Sure.
I see more of what the director's trying to do, the storytelling, and so I'll see it again in theaters just because that in my experience that has been my experience where the second time through I pick up on more stuff. So
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you there.
Any final thoughts before we can wrap this up?
Go see it.
Make a decision for yourself.
I know.
Go see it. Form your own opinion.
If you're interested at all, ignore the internet. I came out of the theater feeling kind of meh about it. Not disappointed, but also kind of like, I like this better than Man of Steel. I will say that.
Okay.
I feel like Batman was really good. I feel like there are moments of good in this movie. It's not all bad. It's not like it's not Transformers, you know. It's like there are moments.
No, it's not Transformers like Dark of the Moon where it's
right.
Just
garbage.
It
wasn't just garbage.
End.
Yeah.
You just
like
to
3 hour
shit
like
sandwich.
The last Transformers movie that we saw together in Eugene was garbage.
Shit sandwich.
And this is not that. This is good. This is fun. This is interesting. There are parts that
problems.
Are like it's got its problems. It's not perfect. But like I
you
said,
things are.
You things are. Like
and when they are, you know it.
Right.
You just can feel it in your guts about how good something is.
So definitely go see it. Make your own opinion. Ignore the internet and enjoy your life. That's our
mission statement. Ignore the internet, enjoy your life.
Ignore the internet, enjoy your life.
Excellent way to live.
Not
just about this movie. That's a guiding force.
It's a good guiding force.
You're welcome.
tweet that shit out, dude.
Tweet that shit out. Wait. That's on the internet. If you'd like to go watch this movie and write to us about your opinion.
Yeah.
And you can write to us at brothersgeekpodcast@gmail.com. You should follow us on Twitter for all of our opinions on things and stuff at brothers_geek@twitter.com. You should follow us on Facebook, Brothers Geek Podcast, facebook.com/brothersgeekpodcast.
Go to the website, brothersgeek.com. Comment.
Brothersgeek.com. Comment.
By way of a tease for the next episode, episode will be 54. We'll be back on our
regular
format.
Stuff. We should
when we'll be.
We have tons of content. I have so much read to talk about, guys.
Oh, yeah. Power Man and Iron Fist number 2 will have read, and Black Panther number 1.
Yeah, I'm going to go get that Black Panther.
Oh, it comes
tomorrow.
Out tomorrow, the 6th.
Awesome.
Go pick it up. We're reading it. You should read it too.
Everyone get it and read it.
We're gonna have
read along with us.
We're gonna need to have like an extra long episode next time because I have so much. I have so much content.
Hey man, let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. Thanks for listening. Bye bye now.
Bye bye.
No, you done me wrong. You done stole my wife and gone to St. Louis. Be glad when you're dead, you rascal. You
did you wrong.
Ask my wife for a meal, you rascal, you.
Well, that's all I wanted was a meal.
Ask my wife for a meal, you rascal, you.
Well, what more was it for me to ask for?